How dare we speak Merry Christmas? How dare we?
The Grinch hated Christmas the whole Christmas season.
The radical left wanted to get rid of the word Christmas. I said, I don't think that's going to work out. And we did it, and now everybody's saying Merry Christmas again.
You know, the only way it's going to be a white Christmas this year at the non-white Christmas party is if Lamar Cook makes his $85,000 bail.
Live from the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Studio, it's Howie Carr.
Welcome, everybody, to this Christmas edition of the Howie Carr Show. I'm Toby Leary, sitting in for Howie, who is off for the Christmas holiday. You'd think he was a government employee by having today and the rest of the week off, but that's okay. It's well-deserved anyway. I'm happy to be sitting in for him. 844-500-4242 is the number if you want to be on with me. We got an action-packed show for you today. We're going to take your calls. We're going to talk all about whatever it is that interests you here on Christmas Eve, and we're going to talk about some news of the day as well. I got no end of stuff to talk about today. But anyway, thank you all for joining us. The phone number, again, is 844-500-4242. And the text line is 617-213-1066. Text Howie to 617-213-1066. And I'm Toby Leary, the co-owner of Cape Gunworks and also the chairman of the Civil Rights Coalition, a ballot committee that was formed to repeal Chapter 135, a horrible law that was passed by people who don't have the privilege to rescind or erode your rights here in Massachusetts, but they did it anyway. They walked right off the four corners of the page of constitutional limits of power, and they did it anyway. They think they are the grantor of rights, and they're not. But yet, we have a unique opportunity in 2026. We're coming into campaign season and to the first of the year. And I know everybody's like, oh, especially in Massachusetts. The people who listen to this show probably aren't excited about campaigns in Massachusetts from time to time. It gets you down in the dumps. But I would say we have a very interesting and unique situation with our ballot question to repeal Chapter 135. You know, I've talked a lot about this lately on my podcast and whatnot, which if you want to subscribe to, by the way, it's called Rapid Fire Radio. You can listen to it. We talk all about 2A issues, freedom, self-defense, and such. But this is something that is unique because I've heard so many Democrats and liberals and moderates and independents that would never vote for a Republican candidate, but also say, I support the Second Amendment. And so this puts them in a weird position where they can't support the Second Amendment because they will never vote for the pro-2A candidate. Therefore, it's in name only. They really only support it in concept and, you know, they exercise their right to keep and bear arms, but that's about it. This is a pure ballot question that's simply up or down. Do you think government should have the right to fundamentally change your constitutional rights and erode them to the point where you are required to do all kinds of extracurricular activities? You already had to get fingerprinted, photographed, give a reason why, get put down references, meet with a police chief in your town in some cases. You had to take a mandatory training class. You have to get put into the system, so to speak. And now they want to make it so they can expand ERPO laws, which is extreme risk protection orders, where a neighbor can just say, hey, he looked at me funny while he was carrying his gun case and I was scared, and therefore they'll come knocking on your door and seize your goods, a violation of the Fourth and Fifth Amendment, and take away your right to keep and bear arms. But anyway, this show isn't about that. I'm just teeing that up with what our ballot committee is doing, and we are on the ballot in November, so you can vote for the Second Amendment by choosing to rescind and roll back this horrible 140-odd page bill that passed last year, and the process of which was a disaster. And they had no privilege in order to do it, but you can vote to rescind it and restore your rights. Because this bill, everyone knows, doesn't do anything to curb violent crime, to put away violent criminals, to make sure that career criminals are dealt harshly in the court system. No, all it does is require you and I to jump through more hoops in order to exercise a right. And Massachusetts has long sold us out from the right to a privilege. So anyway, not trying to make this into a 2A show. That is my default, by the way, but that is not what we're talking about today, unless you want to. 844-500-4242 is the number. You can give me a text. You can give me a call. But we do have a bunch of stuff going on, and one of which, before I completely pivot away from this Second Amendment thing that I just talked about, I did all this research so that you don't have to. I read the 2025 Mass Dem State Convention Party Platform that came out September 13th, 2025. And I found this incredibly telling because, A, I think they just believe that nobody's going to read this, which is probably true. And B, they put in writing what their intentions are, which is really good for people like me because now I can say, hey, did you know that your party or the Democrat Party stands for X? I had a guy tell me yesterday who's voted Democrat his whole life that I'm a liar and that there's nobody that wants to change the Second Amendment. And so I'm going to send him this copy of this because I'm right on page 4. Of the official Democrat Party platform. Well, let me back up. On page 3, there's some incredible statements on here that I am totally in agreement with. Like, if you start reading this document, it's bringing out the flutes and the pipes and Americana and the flags. And like, I'm on Lexington Green. I'm right there with them, shoulder to shoulder, linking arms, right? Like, let's start off. We are proud Bay Staters and Americans, and we remain committed to continuing the work to form a stronger commonwealth and a more perfect union that live up to their potential on the ideas which we were founded. Amen! Like, huzzah! I'm right there with you, right? It talks about how government is there to ensure that the rights are secured for all people, regardless of race and religion and all that. I'm right there with you. It says that we believe that government, to secure these rights for all people, it must truly be instituted by the people and derive its power from the consent of the governed. This is speaking my love language so far, right? This is 100% in line with the Federalist Papers, the constitutional, early documents, the every early intent of our founding fathers. You skip down to page 4 and we start to go off the rails. And actually, I would say they double speak because they just talked about all the rights, the original foundation that was laid by our founding fathers and to create a more perfect union, blah, blah, blah. And now, page 4, it says, everyone must have the right to be free of the scourge of gun violence. We must demand that the Second Amendment be revised. Wait a minute, what did they just say? Yeah, that's right. That the Second Amendment be revised to allow for meaningful and strong gun control measures. And I promise what that looks like in reality for them is Australian-style gun control. We all know how that worked out. All right, let's go to the phones. Tom, you're first up with Toby Leary, filling in for Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tom. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you, and Merry Christmas.
Merry
Toby,
Christmas.
I have two questions, and I've heard it before on the show. One was, there was a veteran who was caught with, I believe, with an AR-style rifle in his trunk. I think he may have been from Texas, and he spent several months in jail. Mm-hmm. So, number one, was he allowed bond? And then the next question was, you recently said about a woman, I believe she was from Connecticut, she crossed the Massachusetts line, had a handgun in her console, had a concealed weapons permit. What was she charged with, and was she allowed to post bond? And I will listen online for your response.
Yeah, thanks, Tom, for those questions, and you're 100% right. And this is the fallout or the implication or the actual feature of chapter 135, which is to hem up good people, meanwhile not addressing the violent criminal. That was all like in my monologue. So who you're talking about is Kyle Kalata. He's an Air Force veteran, honorably discharged from Arizona, coming here for a new life, and he moves into the Bay State. Whether he was moving here or moving through, it's irrelevant because, A, you're allowed safe passage through the state, and under Chapter 135, the law that was passed, you're actually allowed safe passage through the state with a loaded gun on your body. You can do that, right? And so that was factor one. Factor two, if he was moving here, he has 60 days to apply for his license. He was in the state less than 48 hours, and they pulled him over for failure to yield or something, and then they were going to tow the vehicle because they realized the registration had expired. So they told him to get out whatever it was he had, and then they realized everything he owns is in the car. He just moved here from Arizona. And he had his guns in the car that he lawfully and legally purchased in Arizona. The next question was, do you have a license to carry? And someone being from Arizona would say, a what? You know, I don't know what you're talking about. What is this madness that you said? You know, and they proceed to arrest him for unlicensed possession of a firearm, charge him with each count of all the guns that he lawfully and legally owned, some of which he inherited from his grandfather. And you're right, they charged him under the dangerousness statute and held him without bail for as long as the law would allow, which is 120 days. And then they posted a $10,000 cash bail, which took another 5 days to raise. You know, a lot of the people in the 2A community raised it for him and were able to bail him out. And now he's just facing years in prison because he wasn't afforded his affirmative defense of A, having 60 days to apply for a permit, or B, traveling safely through the state, which is both lawful and legal to do, but these are both what are known as affirmative defenses, Tom. So I'll address your other question on the other side. We went a little long. So 844-500-4242 is the number here, and we will be right back after this. You're listening to the Howie Carr Show.
Howie Carr will return. Howie Carr is back.
Welcome back, and today's poll question is brought to you by Colette Tours. Discover Scotland with Colette and me, Toby Leary of Cape Gunworks, this September. Colette handles all the details, flights, meals, hotels, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Join Toby, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or go to howiecarshow.com and click the banner to learn more. Taylor, what is the poll question and what are the results so far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is, do you approve of President Trump making Christmas Eve and December 26th federal holidays this year? Yes, great idea. No, too much government time off. Or, if I have to work, so should the government.
I'm going to sound like Ebenezer Scrooge here by saying, if I got to work, they need to work too. I know that's not nice, but... Yeah.
26% say, if I have to work, so should the government. That's in last place. 29% say, too much government time off. 46% say, yes, great idea. Good to know there's still charitable people out there.
I know, unlike me. I'm like, you've already used your lump of coal for the day, Cratchit. Get back in there. Sorry, I'll try to be more kind and be more like Donald Trump and give some people some time off. No, I'm just kidding. I am happy for them. You know what? Christmas is a great time of year. So
you guys were you open today?
We are. We're open till 3. Got another half an hour to get those last minute gift ideas for the gun enthusiast of in your life. So come on down or sign up for a class. I know there's a lot of people that have been thinking about getting a gun, and with all the recent events in the world, they're like, yeah, it's time. So our classes have seen a little bit of a spike, and I'm sure that'll continue. So half an hour left. Otherwise, you're just shopping online, which is okay, too. You can go to CapeGunworks.com, buy gift cards and those last-minute gift ideas, and everybody will appreciate it.
You can always print the receipt.
That's
put it in
right.
a card.
Yeah, I mean, we get so lazy nowadays.
Nothing says I'm a last-minute shopper like a printed receipt.
We had a guy down on the Cape for years that would play. He had a wonderfully crafted ad called The Last Minute Men, and it was like, you know, and it was Paul Revere riding and,
yes.
you know, going shopping on Christmas Eve. And I'm like, man, that resonates a little too close to home for me. But yeah, anyway, so that's the way it goes. But for those of you who are like me and like to shop on Christmas Eve, we're open for another half an hour. There you go. All right, 844-500-4242 is the number. And to answer Tom's second half of the question, I didn't forget about the nurse from Connecticut who got arrested in Springfield for having her licensed and lawfully owned gun from Connecticut with her in her center console. And she was involved in an auto accident that wasn't her fault. She got, it was a hit and run where she got injured and couldn't even get out of her car. They had to come extract her out of the vehicle. They take her to the hospital, and then the police do the inventory to tow the car. And guess what? They find her loaded handgun in the center console. And she had her first day in court yesterday. That's right. On Christmas Eve, they put a nurse who's a two-time cancer survivor, Taylor. She is a single mother, has an 8-year-old son at home. And she's a first responder. I mean, she's out doing good in this world by helping people. And she gets to go to court 2 days before Christmas for her arraignment. And by the way, that's when the dangerousness issue comes up and they decide whether or not you're like Kyle Collada and you dared exercise your right to keep and bear arms in the state without a government permission slip. So they can send you straight to jail. Don't pass go, don't collect $200, and hold you for 120 days under dangerousness. So this is what this single mother was facing yesterday. And fortunately, her lawyer, Dan Hagen, was able to convince the judge that she's not a danger or a threat to society. So they just posted a $1,000 bail and said, we'll see you down the road where your future freedom is on the line, whether or not we deem you a criminal or not. So craziness. But yeah, that's the way we treat good people in the state of Massachusetts. Meanwhile, if you know, driving around Boston and you're Mayor Wu's employee for the housing department, you got a machine gun in the car, yeah, you know, you're going to get bail pretty quick. So 844-500-4242. One of the texters from 781 says, please talk about LEOSA licenses and are they actually honored out of state? Does this allow you to transport personal firearms as well as carry when you're traveling, such as moving to a new state? And yes, the LEOSA license is for the retired law enforcement professionals, and those are actually honored throughout the country. And it's amazing. There's not gunfights in the street. Right? That's the way they say if national reciprocity ever happens, there'll be blood running in the gutters throughout America. And man, it's amazing. Police have had that luxury for a long time and they can carry loaded guns in other states and it doesn't happen. It's amazing. Isn't that crazy when you trust the people of America to do the right thing? Sometimes they do, I guess. Crazy, but yeah, so they do. All right, we'll be back after this. Don't go away. Christmas Eve edition of the Howie Carr Show, and I'm Toby Leary. We'll-
Live from the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Studio, it's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. It is Toby Leary sitting in for Howie Carr, enjoying Christmas with his family. And if you want to be on with me, the phone number is 844-500-4242. That's 844-500-4242. Happy to go anywhere you want to go. Talk about politics, Christmas, religion, guns, freedom, you know, illegal immigrants, whatever you want to talk. I'm wide open on that front. I got some stuff in the stack that we're going to definitely dig into. And also, I want to know how you guys feel about President Trump's executive order making Christmas Eve and December 26th a federal holiday. You happy about it? You can go vote in the poll on the HowieCarShow.com website and let us know about that. All right, let's jump into the phones. Craig, you're next up on Howie Carr. How are you, Craig?
Fine, Toby. My son lives in Connecticut. He has a Connecticut LTC. He has a secret clearance with the Navy Department, but he's unable to bring his 1187 into Massachusetts. Doesn't make any sense.
It does not. You're 100% correct. It's the only right that stops at the border, if you think about it. Massachusetts fails to recognize the right to keep and bear arms as a constitutionally enumerated right. It fails to recognize Article 17 of the state constitution, which is one of the oldest constitutions in the world, from 1780, Craig. And your son has every right under the constitution to bear arms and come to this state. But for some reason, the state has elected to treat it more like a privilege than a right and has, you know, made it a licensed, taxed item that isn't afforded the same protections as other enumerated rights. And ironically, the Supreme Court has been very clear, you cannot exchange one right for another. And we just saw the DOJ, under the direction of Harmeet Dhillon, the Assistant Attorney General, under the Civil Rights Division of the DOJ, under a newly formed division called the 2A section of the civil rights, just filed a lawsuit against the U.S. Virgin Islands to sue them for deprivation of rights, like basically making it impossible to get a license to carry under the U.S. Virgin Islands. They also just filed a lawsuit in the District of Columbia a couple days ago, suing the District of Columbia for violating people's right to keep and bear arms by making it so they couldn't own certain guns that are in common and ordinary use for lawful purposes, namely AR-15 and semi-automatic rifles. So where have we seen that before? Oh, here in Massachusetts, yes. The OG banner of rights, right? Like, they have been depriving citizens of Massachusetts of their rights for decades. And they do it better than anybody. And I think things are about to change, hopefully, Craig. But there is no rhyme or reason for that. And if your son did come here with that shotgun and didn't have a temporary license or hadn't registered that gun with the state, he could be facing some serious felony charges. So thanks for the call, Craig. 844-500-4242. Text 207 says, maybe she should have identified as Biden, the nurse who got arrested. Yeah, no doubt about it. And Aaron agrees with me. Government workers have way too much time off. But, you know, I'm not trying to be that guy all day. Humbug, I say. No, I'm just kidding. And another one, 617 says, Toby, I bet Cabela's is losing tons of money now that they can't sell ammo without filling out forms and making customers feel like criminals. Yeah, that's true. It is so ridiculous. You've already jumped through the hoops. You got your license. You've paid your tax. You've been fingerprinted, photographed, had your interview with the police. You've given the reason why you want to exercise your right. You've taken the class. You've given references, all the stuff. And now you want to go buy a box of ammo to go shoot skeet on Sunday with the friends. Oh, you got to fill out another form. You got to tell them why. And there's a different form for every caliber and every box of ammo. It's amazing, but it's absolutely ridiculous. All right, let's go to Anthony. Anthony, you're next up on Howie Carr. How are you?
Hey, Toby, how you doing? And Merry Christmas. So I got a quick question. My son, former Marine, I think I get out 3 years ago. His last year at Lejeune, he bought, and they all do, an AK-47. I think he went to the store and got, like, chew and a milk and an AK-47 type thing. You know the way it is over there. anyway, he came back, and I after he got out, he was, you know, as much as he should have knew what he was doing or whatever, and he's 18 years old, and everybody's doing it, you know, back at the Marines, it's just you're not thinking. Anyway, I'm stuck with it here in my house in Massachusetts here in Tewksbury. So, what could I do with that? Legally bought.
There's not a good answer for this question, Anthony, and it's outrageous. This is exactly why Harmy Dillon has sued District of Columbia. People like you and your son's rights are being violated. Civil rights are being violated. And when you point it out to people, they're just like, oh, everyone should have some sort of restrictions and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, this is absolutely outrageous. They are victimless, malum prohibitum crimes, which means that the legislature in its wisdom has deemed that this is going to be a crime, and it's a procedural thing. It's really even on a fundamental level, the state court really doesn't have any jurisdiction over this, but they do it every day, and you'll literally go to jail if they catch you with this gun, Anthony. So my recommendation is to bring it to a licensed gun shop and get it out of your possession, as crazy as this sounds. There's a lot of people that would disagree with me, and they would tell you to just bury it in the ground or shut your mouth and don't tell anyone, which is, you know, there might be something to that. But the official thing that I would tell you to do is the safest bet, if you don't want to be facing serious charges against by this state for possession of a assault-style firearm, then bring it to a licensed gun shop and have them sell it out of state for you or trade it in for something that you can own and whatever. It's just as ridiculous as all this is. Thanks for the call, Anthony. 844-500-4242 is the number. And we don't have to talk about guns all day, but if you want to, I'm happy to. You're speaking my love language. I love helping good people decide and then make good decisions on how to efficiently and safely protect themselves using the tool that is known as firearms. So anyway, that's one of the things. So don't forget, you can vote in our poll on howiecarshow.com. That I'm dying to see where everybody stands on that. And just as a kind of a fun little side note, I teased this out on the car crossover on the on the Grace Curley show, that one of my buddies, and if you've listened to my story about this, you'd know why I say that. Brian Higgins, the star from the Karen Reed trial, was down in Sandwich at a Christmas party last week that I was actually supposed to go to. And for scheduling conflict, I couldn't make it there. And
I'm not a beer drinker.
Not a beer drinker, right? And he was seen pounding some beers at the local establishment.
It is what it is.
Howie tweeted this out. Spotted at a Christmas party in Sandwich last evening. Does this guy look familiar from a certain recent high-profile murder trial? What's with the long neck, Brian? I thought you said under oath you didn't drink beer. What is it you drink again?
I think you're hot.
What is it you drink again, Brian?
Jameson and ginger, not whiskey soda.
I stand corrected. I'm sorry. I was confused when I saw you with that long neck. But anyway,
there's no secrets here.
Everyone said that he had lost a lot of weight. So maybe he's working out. I don't know. He's working the desk now for the ATF. I guess he's not a field agent anymore, and he can't walk into gun stores and shut them down for 4 hours and rip their security cameras
out. Being a smart ass.
Oh, man. You know, so anyway, my interaction with Brian was very limited on a very professional basis. Let's put it that way. And when I saw him on the stand there, I was, color me shocked. I was shocked. I couldn't believe that he could have been involved with those guys. And there he was. So anyway, but I thought it would have been interesting. I know there's going to come a day when our paths cross again, and it's going to be like, hey, what's up, man? How you doing? Good. How you doing? Yeah, remember that time you raided our gun shop for 4 hours and shut down the whole place, 20,000 square feet, so that you could work in the closet. Yeah, I remember that too. That was a crazy day. Anyway, 844-500-4242. That was one of those days. And what's funny is when I filled in for Grace over the summer on the same day that Alan Jackson and Karen Reed came in to give Howie an interview. And it just so happened I was sitting there finishing up the show and Taylor comes over the cans and says, Karen Reed and Alan Jackson are in the building. And I said, what? You know, I had no idea. But I got a chance to meet him. And Howie's like, telling the story with Brian Higgins. So it was pretty funny. And he said, what did you do? And I said, well, I told him to come back with a warrant or a subpoena. And he goes, oh, you're a smart man. You know, so I was like, all right, cool. You know, I got the thumbs up from Alan Jackson on that. But all right, let's go to the phones. Quick call. And before the break, Matt, you're next up on the Howie Carr Show.
Yeah. Hey, hi, Toby. I have two quick questions. One is I've heard some interviews of Harmeet Dillon, and she's talking about how she's, you know, helping out with the Second Amendment, but she never seems to mention Massachusetts. Do you know if she's doing anything on that front? And then my second question is this gun registry. It looks like we have to have our guns registered by October of next year.
Yep.
Like, what happens if you don't do that? Are they going to come after you or?
Straight to jail. No, I don't know, but I highly doubt they're going to come after you, but it will carry some sort of penalty. I don't know what it is. I didn't research it, but I saw that the registry portal is live and open, and they want every gun that you own or possess registered, and it's absolutely mind-boggling. Under the Gun Control Act of 1968, I think that all gun registries are illegal, but here we are. Massachusetts would never consider the Constitution or whether or not a gun control action is actually illegal or unlawful for them to do. They're going to forge ahead with every single type of... It's predominantly run by Democrats. We just read the Democrat official party platform. They want to revise the Second Amendment and et cetera. So it doesn't come as any surprise. I don't know what's going to happen if you don't, but other states like Illinois has a similar registry, and I think like 3% of the gun owning population in Illinois actually registered their firearms. It was very low, you know, amount of people who did it. And then your first part of the question is really near and dear to my heart. I've been trying to get the attention of Harmeet Dillon for months and say, like, please come to Mass because we are ground zero for the deprivation of people's rights under the color of law here in Massachusetts. Our civil rights are being violated left, right, and center. So we'll talk more about that on the other side. I'm Toby Leary, sitting in for Howie Carr, and we'll be right back after this.
Follow Howie on X.
I've got to post a link with witty comment.
At Howie Carr Show. Howie Carr is back.
Welcome back to the Howie Carr Show. I'm Toby Leary, sitting in for Howie, and here with you all day today and all day Friday. Looking forward to that. And don't forget the Chump Line, guys. This is your opportunity to shine and show the world your talent, right? So whether it be just a good old-fashioned chuckle or some sort of song or poem or limerick, your time to shine is coming up on the 5 o'clock hour. Can't wait. It's one of my favorite times of day for the Howie Carr Show. It's one of my favorite segments. It's always fun and chuckle, you know, gives you a chuckle. So I want to jump back in real quick. And by the way, phone lines are open, 844-500-4242. You can also text Howie to 617-213-1066. But back to the Democrat Party platform. I read about, you know, everyone has the right to be free from the scourge of gun violence, and we must revise the Second Amendment for strong and meaningful gun control, right? Which we all know what that means. But as you continue to read on, it goes really crazy, like moonbat crazy. And if you read on, you'll see there's a bunch of sections on there about safety and security. And this is how the Democrats posit to deal with safety and security, or let's call it, safety and security is the better way to describe it. There's a lot of stuff on there about equal rights and whatnot. And, you know, I don't know anyone who doesn't have equal rights in this day and age, but anyway, I digress. So there's a whole section too on ethics and transparency. Yeah, that's on their official party platform, that public officials must be held to the highest standards of integrity and accountability. A good government is open and inclusive. The future of our democracy hinges on preserving the public's trust in government and our elected officials. I thought they just have reaffirmed our founding documents, which is a representative republic, but they love that word democracy. And as Inigo Montoya once said, you keep using that word. I don't think it means what you think it means. So our government is not a democracy. But anyway, in fact, our founders said that is like the worst form of government you could possibly have. But it goes on to, let me get to the safety and security part, but how about the Democrats saying that their official party platform is to be transparent? Meanwhile, 72% of the state voted for an audit last election, and crickets, absolute crickets. Immigration's a good one. You can see right here under Massachusetts, Democrats will fight for becoming a sanctuary state, because right now we're just a sanctuary state in name only. We are not as Maura Healey often reminds us, we are not a sanctuary state. Well, they want it to be official platform of the Democratic Party. We're becoming a sanctuary state where all immigrants and refugees feel welcome and safe in all communities of the Commonwealth. That sounds expensive, but they don't care. The elimination of policies that make local and state officials responsible for the enforcement of national immigration laws. So, you know, I remember a time when Andrea Campbell was thanking the cooperation of the federal government with her investigations. But now the Democratic Party of the state of Massachusetts wants to make sure that they don't have to enforce federal immigration laws. So in other words, law enforcement can wash their hands and say, nothing to see here, folks. Don't care about it. We'll get to the safety part. It's a little bit further down on the other side. I'm Toby Leary, and you're listening to the Howie Carr Show Christmas edition. Here all day. Don't go away.